This is Unformatted from RTFM.
Okay, it's Odd Rocks from Unformatted. This is Tom Waits in the Coliseum from Bone Machine. A fun romp through blood, gore, and all that stuff.
Coming up are the Devlins from their CD Drift. And this song has almost made you smile. Every time I hear this song, I think, haven't I heard this on the radio? I don't know. I'm pretty sure I haven't, but it's got a pop rock song written all over it.
See,
That was Straitjacket Fits with Hail. That was recorded in 1988. I think it still sounds pretty up to date, though. This next one is by the Trash Can Sinatras called I've Seen Everything. Next, it's Tungsten Macaque with Swarming. A couple years ago, I was camping, and as the fire got real hot, the ants all started scurrying out from underneath one of the rocks at the edge of the campfire, and they were just scurrying and running helter-skelter madly over the rock, and they were like basically hauling things out of their nest, and it reminded me of traffic on a hot summer day during rush hour. Thank you. Tungsten Macaque was houseband for IMS for a while, and you'll hear some of their work on some of the sound bites and also on some of the Geek of the Week episodes.
We're going to be listening to some Romeo Void, and Romeo Void always brings back happy memories for me. I don't know, maybe for the rest of you too, dancing in clubs, and when I was in bar bands, we'd cover some of their tunes, and some people look at us like, huh, what's that? But Romeo Void, gotta love Romeo Void.
Some people ask us, Marty@radio.com, or they ask Logana, how do you pick the material that you play on Unformatted? It seems like a rather motley assortment of material anyway. Doesn't seem to be any particular rhyme or reason to it.
Well, it's Unformatted, for one thing.
Well, that's true, but that's sort of a misnomer in a way, because actually, we do have a basis for picking the material. It's all things that we actually do listen to recreationally, meaning that we're not getting a list from anybody else. We're actually playing material that we find entertaining, I guess.
This is true.
Well, isn't that? I mean, it's almost not that way in a lot of radio stations,
well, no.
Though, I don't think.
Can you? I mean, surely some of the things that regular DJs have to play, they're going, oh, geez, you know, I had to play this song again.
Well, it fits the format, and even though it's a rather lame example of that format, they have to play it. I know that this is, you know, kind of the complaint that musicians have had since time immemorial about radio, and I think it's been based on the economics of radio being a regionalized operation. But now that we're not regionalized, I mean, we're about the most unregionalized operation in the world, it really doesn't matter anymore. And you can select the programs that you want to hear anyway. So our real test is, do we listen to this music? Do we enjoy this music? And so I guess part of what I'm saying here is, don't send us CDs as much as we'd like to get them, because we only play things we actually buy, believe it or not. But if you have some music you'd like to point out, let us know about it, and we'll go check it out.
And we like to go to the city to buy CDs.
That's right.
Now.